This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Indonesian authorities say one person has died of a heart attack and four people were injured after a 6.8 magnitude earthquake struck off the island of Java this morning, causing buildings to sway as far away as the capital, Jakarta. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency says more than 100 houses and buildings were damaged and at least 1,000 people fled to temporary shelters. Damages were reported in Bantan and West Java provinces. The United States and Russia are blaming each other for the demise of the Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, signed by President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev in 1987, when it was seen as a signature Cold War achievement. On his way to Australia today for his first official trip since being confirmed last month, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper talked about Washington's treaty withdrawal decision.
Face it, Russia's been in non-compliance with that treaty for many, many years, going back to the Obama administration, and maybe beyond that. So they have not been in compliance. We've been the only ones in compliance with the INF treaty. So and that's been recognized by not just us, of course, but by our NATO allies, by the NATO Secretary General. So it's about time that we were unburdened by the treaty and allowed to kind of pursue our own interests, and our NATO allies share that view as well.
Esper also raised the possibility the United States could decide to deploy conventional intermediate-range missiles in Asia, though he would not say where or when. Amid worries about an escalating trade war with China, two key American stock indexes, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ, posted their biggest weekly drops of the year. This as U.S. President Donald Trump announced he would impose 10% tariffs on the remaining $300 billion worth of Chinese products. The result, uncertainty and fear among investors. Administration officials contend markets are overreacting, insisting consumers will not feel the pain of higher tariffs. But economists predict Americans will in fact be paying more for such items as cell phones, clothing and toys. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States and Taliban are holding an eighth round of peace talks in Qatar today. Officials say it is the most crucial point in the negotiations, designed to bring an end to the 18-year war in Afghanistan. Earlier this week, Suhail Shaheen, who speaks for the Taliban, told VOA the two sides have worked hard and have almost completed a draft text. He said, quote, "We've addressed all major issues." Meanwhile, the United Nations reports a spike in civilian casualties in Afghanistan last month. The UN says more than 1,500 civilians were killed and injured in July, the highest total for any single month since May 2017. The lawyer who formerly represented Puerto Rico in the U.S. Congress has been sworn in to replace embattled Ricardo Rosselló as governor of the U.S. territory, though it may not be the end of the island's political unrest, Reuters correspondent Gavino Garay reports.
Hundreds erupted in celebration on the streets of San Juan on Friday when the clock struck 5 p.m., the moment the island's embattled governor, Ricardo Rosselló, said he'd officially stepped down following a political scandal that incensed his opponents. Rosselló's office on Friday said attorney Pedro Pierluisi was sworn in as the U.S. territory's next governor, a move the island's Senate leader quickly blasted as, quote, illegal. Rosselló agreed to leave the office last month after hundreds of thousands of Puerto Ricans took to the streets demanding his resignation and condemning leaked profane messages by Rosselló and other officials. Rosselló had earlier picked Pierluisi to be Secretary of State, which also put him next in line to lead the island, after Interim Justice Secretary Wanda Vasquez said she didn't want to be governor.
That was Gavino Garay of Reuters. India has deported a former Maldives vice president, Ahmed Adib, who is facing attempted murder and corruption charges at home. He's been accused of trying to assassinate then-Maldives president Abdullah Yameen in 2015. Adib reportedly tried to enter India's southern port of Tuticorin on Thursday aboard a tugboat. The vessel's crew and Adib were reportedly apprehended by Maldives authorities at the international maritime boundary line. President Trump is downplaying North Korea's latest missile tests. He wrote on Twitter that the tests, quote, are not a violation of our signed Singapore agreement, though he later acknowledged they could have violated United Nations resolutions. The president and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un met in Singapore in June of last year, and U.S. officials claim that Kim personally promised Mr. Trump not to conduct longer-range missile or nuclear tests. Mr. Trump on Friday said in a tweet, Chairman Kim does not want to disappoint me with a violation of trust. Gene Randall, VOA News.